的神儿女的祷告。叫我们在主里面找着安息的地方，叫我们真的是在他恩典的引导下，叫我们一同的往前。请我们读诗篇五十篇二十三节。
Let's read Psalms 50 verse 23.
诗篇五十篇二十三节，请我们一起来读。凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。以感谢献上为祭的。
He who sacrifices thanks offering honors me.
这边讲到说是荣耀神他的。
He who does this is honoring me.
我们有很多的理由，我们应当来感谢神。
There are many reasons why we should give God thanks.
今天不是因为我们外面得到了一些什么祝福，我们来感谢神。
It's not because we give thanks because we receive all these external blessings.
因为神为我们舍了他独生的儿子。
It's because God has given us His only begotten Son.
他的儿子为我们付了最大的代价。
Who has paid the greatest price for all?
这就值得我们一生，我们来感谢我们的。
And that very reason deserves our thanksgiving for the rest of our life.
我们读路加福音十章二十一节。
Let's read on Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”我们知道主耶稣是在怎么样的情况下，他说正当那时。
And at that time, Jesus,
当主耶稣正走在一个最卑微最艰难的道路上。
At that time, he was in the most difficult moment in his life.
正当那时。
Yeah, Bible says at that time,
耶稣被圣灵感动。
Jesus full of joy through the Holy Spirit.
他欢乐起来。
And he was full of joy suddenly.
他说父啊天地的主我感谢你。
And he said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
他能够说我感谢你。
He was able to give thanks.
说父啊是的你的美意本是如此。
He said, because you have hidden these things and this is your good pleasure.
当我们认识父的美意。
When we truly understand God's will.
在凡事上我们能够感谢。谢我们的神。
We'll be able to give thanks in everything.
我们最后读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章十六到第十八节。
Let's continue to read on First Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。要常常喜乐。
Be joyful always.
主耶稣说他把他的喜乐赐给我们。
Jesus said, I have given unto you my joy.
这个喜乐是不能被夺去的喜乐。
Which is cannot be taken away.
弟兄姊妹我们每一个人我们都得着了这个喜乐。
Therefore, brother and sister, each one of us has received this joy.
世界上没有一件事情没有一个人能够把这个喜乐从我们身上夺去。
And no one or nothing in this world is able to take this joy away from us.
在我们里面的比世界上的更
For the one that's in us is greater than all things in this world.
这喜乐也是一个命令。
And also, this is his commandment for us.
要常常喜乐。
Be joyful always.
下面说不住的祷告。
And pray continually.
然后凡事谢恩。
Lastly, give thanks in all things.
也就是在每一件事情上我们能够把感谢来归给我们的神。曾经有一个祖母带着她的一个孙子到海边去玩。当这个孙子正在海边到海岸滩上去玩水的时候，一下子一个大浪扑上来，就把这个小孩子卷到海里面去了。
big wave came upon him and took him into the ocean.
这个祖母吓坏了。
And the grandma was really worried.
哇，她马上就跪在地上祷告。
She immediately knelt down and prayed.
哇，我只有这一件事情。
He said, Father, I only have this one request.
求你把这个孩子再带回来。
Please bring my child back.
好像他一生中最重要的一件事情就是赶快在这里呼求祷告。
So the most important thing for her at that moment to kneel down and pray for help.
就在一瞬间他祷告完一个另外一个浪哗冲上来把那个小孩原封不动的就冲回到岸上来了。
Another wave came in and brought the little child back onto the shore.
哇他看到这孩子很高兴。
She was so happy to see the child again.
哇好好的。一点事情都没有
shape,
他的祷告也得着了答应
and her prayer was answered.
但是下一分钟呢
the next thing,
他说我们来的时候他戴着一顶帽子的
said, God,
他开始抱怨这帽子不见了
so he's back, but not his hat, so she was complaining.
哎呀弟兄姊妹多少时候我们可以蒙很大的恩典
there are many times we are so blessed.
但是因为一个小事情我们就开始抱怨
But we will complain for small things.
我们所蒙的恩神给我们的是永远的福分
The grace that we have received is something that lasts forever.
我们的父舍了他独生的爱子
Our heavenly father gave his one and only son.
原本我们在地上与神好像是无分无关的
Originally we had nothing to do with God.
我们真的是没有盼望的
We were people without hope.
失落的
We were lost.
但是主付了重价把我们买回来
God has paid the greatest price to buy us back.
叫我们所有的罪得着洗净赦免
So all our sins can be forgiven.
叫我们得着永远的生命
And we can receive eternal life.
这不是一个灭亡的生命这是永远的生命
Not a life that will perish but a life that lives forever.
神不单这样子拯救我们
Not only God saved us that way.
他叫我们与他永远的旨意能够有份
He also wants us to be partaking in his eternal will.
我们得着了永远的盼望
So that we have the hope for eternity.
我们的结局不再是灭亡
And our ending is no longer death.
我们能够永远与神同在
But to be with him forever.
享受他的丰富
To enjoy all the fullness that's in God.
享受他的大爱
And the great love he has toward us.
我们所得着的若我们真认识
If we truly
太大的
What we have received from God, we will be amazed how great it is.
但是我们的确也看见许多时候
But many times,
我们的光景
our condition,
我们没有想到神所给我们的这么的丰富
instead realizing the fullness that he has given unto us.
因为一小小的一点事情
But we were for small things,
也许我们就开始抱怨
complain,
我们里面就觉得不满
and feel unhappy.
我们就说神你为什么这样子来对待我
and ask God why did you treat me this way?
真的就像那个老祖母一样
just like the grandma in the story.
连那个孙子整个都回来了
with her grandchild returned intact.
但是因为一个帽子他开始抱怨了
but she would actually complain because he lost his hat.
主叫我们凡事谢恩
we should give thanks in all circumstances.
在每一件事情上我们都可以把感谢来归给神
we are able to give thanks to God in all matters.
很多时候我们觉得非常的不容易
and we feel it's kind of uneasy.
像 Joy 动过这样多的手术
for example our sister Joy just went through all these medical procedures
就在这几个月的里面
within such a short period of time.
但是每一次看到我的姊妹我里面非常受到激励
but every time when I saw her I was really encouraged.
我们向着神认识他美好的旨意
because we are facing toward God and trying to know his good will.
我们可以把感谢献上
therefore we are able to offer thanks.
他这边讲到说献上为祭好像是一个祭物让我们的神能够满足
Therefore, we are offering something like a sacrifice to please God.
让我们的神的心里得到喜悦
So that God can be happy from our offering.
哦，弟兄姊妹当我们想到说我们的感谢是像一个祭来献上
Therefore, brother and sister, if we realize the thanksgiving we give will be like a sacrifice to our God.
在旧约的里面他们需要杀牛宰羊来献祭
In the time of Old Testament, they had to kill cattle or sheep in order to give offering.
今天神不叫我们再去杀牛再宰羊
But God no longer asks to kill these animals to offer to him.
他叫我们以感谢献上为祭
Instead, he wants our thanksgiving.
讲到说今天神的儿女我们有这个权利
Therefore children of God now we now have this privilege.
我们可以来感谢我们的神。
That we are able to come to God and give Him sacrifice of thanksgiving.
叫我们真知道他为我们做了大的事情。
Because we truly know God has done great things for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在凡事上，我们可以向主说：“主，我们感谢你。”
That we are able to thank the Lord in all circumstances.
早上我们唱诗歌，在擘饼的时候，主，我们感谢你。
Earlier in the meeting of breaking the bread, we say, God, we thank you.
当我们越向我们的神来感谢
，the more thanks we give.
我们的主，他里面何等的满足，何等的喜悦。
The more satisfied our God is.
弟兄姊妹，上礼拜我们讲过，神喜悦，我们里面才有真的喜悦。
And we shared before last week that whenever God's happy, we are happy.
在路加福音十章。
In Luke 10.
讲到主耶稣正当那时
says, at that time,
他行走在一个卑微的路上
Jesus was walking on a lowly way.
他知道他前面所要付的代价
he knew the price he was about to pay.
他需要为人人来尝死味
he needed to taste the flavor of death for all people.
他需要为每一个人来付上罪的代价
he needed to pay the sin ofThe price of sin for everyone.
哦，那个道路何等的艰难。
And that was such a difficult way for him.
越走越艰难。
And it just got more difficult as he walked.
但是就在那个时刻。
But right at that time.
正当那时。
Right at that time.
也许今天我们有许多艰难的环境。
Maybe we are right now in a difficult situation.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个难处，没有一个环境会比主耶稣所遇到的更糟糕。
But none of us will encounter something that as difficult or even more difficult than what Jesus had.
他是那位圣洁全能的神。
He was a holy and almighty God.
但是他却在肉身的里面。
But he came into the body of a man.
要担当所有世人的罪孽。
And as a man, he had to carry the sin of all the world.
所有的污秽，所有的罪恶都要归到他的身上。
All the sin, all the filthiness of sin shall poured upon him.
这是何等不能忍受的一件事。
And such an unbearable thing for Jesus.
他为我们要付这样的代价。
That kind of price he had to pay for us.
正当那时。
Right at that time.
耶稣被圣灵感动。
Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit.
就欢乐。
He was able to rejoice.
有个地方讲了，他就忽然欢乐起来。
There's another place in the Bible says suddenly he just rejoiced.
我不晓得我们有没有这样的经历。
And I don't know if you and I have experienced like that.
正在你最艰难的环境中。
And in the time of most difficulty.
忽然欢乐起来。
Suddenly we rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，这个欢乐是超过我们天然生命所能想象的。
And that joy is beyond what we can imagine through our fleshly desires.
这个欢乐从圣灵来的。
Because that's the joy from the Holy Spirit.
这个欢乐因为主耶稣能说父啊你的美意本是如此
and because of the joy Jesus was able to say oh Father for this is your good pleasure
若是我们真的在每一个难处中我们看见父的旨意
if we can see Father's will and pleasure in every situation
他真的没有降灾祸的意念
we know that he has no intent to bring disaster to our life
我们的神只有赐恩的意念
he only wants to bless and prosper us
他今天正在经营正在建造的就是我们这些人
We are the very object that he's running and operating upon.
他许可一些的环境临到
He allows things to happen to us.
叫我们蒙最大的益处
So that we can receive the greatest benefit.
很多的时候神的儿女若是认识许多化妆的祝福
If we understand these blessings under disguise.
认识父美好的旨意
Knowing the good pleasure of God Father's heart.
我们也能够像耶稣一样
then we'll be able to be like Jesus.
忽然欢乐起来
Suddenly, full of joy from the Holy Spirit.
常常我读到这节经节
Every time when we read this,
我们的里面有何等的羡慕
I really envy what happened.
能够在最艰难的环境
that in the most difficult time,
在每一件事上
in everything,
我们忽然欢乐起来
we can suddenly rejoice.
我们的神天地的主我感谢你
and able to say oh my God the Lord of heaven and earth I thank you
这个感谢是从我们心的最深之处发出来的
this thanks is sent from the bottom of our heart
因为他是我们的神
for we know he is our God
他是天地的主
he is the Lord of heaven and earth
早讲到说他是掌管一切的
which means he controls all things
当我们认识我们的主他是掌管一切的
when we truly know that my Lord controls all things.
我们就不再怀疑，不再问为什么今天神让我遭遇到这件事情。
Then we will no longer doubt or ask him, why did you let this happen to me?
是主，是主他的自己。
But we'll say it's the Lord himself.
哦，他仍然在掌权。
He is still in control.
我们就相信他抱抱，他怀揣我们。
Then we will believe he will carry us, embrace us through this difficult time.
带着我们经过高山，经过低谷。
He will walk with us through the mountains and through the valleys.
叫我们得着最大的益处。
So that we receive the greatest benefit.
在10月31号今年有一个小女孩13岁的小女孩
On October 31st this year there was this little girl at 13 years old
她的名字叫 Bethany Hamilton
Her name is Bethany Hamilton
她在夏威夷那边冲浪
And she was surfing in Hawaii
那他是非常有前途的一个冲浪的选手
She was an athlete with great future
但是在那一天一个鲨鱼来攻击他
But however that day a shark attacked her
那若不是他运动这么多他很可能就丧命了
If she wasn't as athletic as she was she could have lost her life in that incident
鲨鱼咬着他的手臂
The shark attacked her arm.
那她另外一只手呢，就紧紧地抱着那个冲浪板。
And her the other arm will grab hold tight to the surfing board.
最后那个鲨鱼把她整个手臂都咬走了。
And in the end, the shark took away her one arm completely.
这是一个很难过的一件事情。
That was something really sad.
那我看到报道说那一天。当他被送到医院的时候
I read a newspaper says when she was sent to the hospital
那他的父亲正在医院里面准备做一个膝盖的手术
And her father was also in the hospital ready to receive a surgical procedure on his knee
他一听到说有一个人在 surfing 的时候被鲨鱼咬了
When he heard someone was attacked by a shark during surfing
他就说希望不会是我的女儿
he was saying, he said I hope it was not my daughter
但是结果呢那个医生告诉他就是你的女儿
but then he was told by the doctor it was your daughter
但是这个小女孩13岁
and this 13 year old girl
她被拯救被急救然后活过来了
she revived through the emergent procedure
然后后来有人访问她
some people interview her afterwards
人家觉得说一个手臂都没有了那你整个你所最喜爱的冲浪板好像以后也不太能做了
they thought that she could no longer do anything after she lost her one arm
但是这个小女孩我觉得非常的稀奇才13岁
I was very amazed at her reply she was only 13 years old
她说这是神在我生命中的美意
she said this is the good and perfect will of God in my life
他能够说这是神在我生命中的美意他相信神会带领他继续的往前那后来我听他讲到说有好几个女孩子因为他这件事情所有的反应而接受了耶稣基督成为他的基督徒
young girls received Jesus Christ after hearing her reply.
虽然看起来是一个非常不幸的事情
even though it was such an unfortunate incident.
但是却有好几个女孩子她们能够因着这样她们能够信主
but through that many young ladies were saved
我相信以后神还要借着这个小女孩大大的传福音
and I believe God can still use this young girl to preach gospel even more
我们永远不能明白神在我们身上他能够做成怎么样的工作
we never will be able to understand how much God can do through us
主耶稣他忽然欢乐起来
here Jesus suddenly rejoiced
父啊你的美意本是如此
yes Father this is your good pleasure
弟兄姊妹在我们的一生路上
Dear brothers and sisters, in our life journey,
有多少的时候
there be many times,
有多少的祷告
and there may be many prayers,
很多时候在过程中我们仍然是不明白
many times we will not understand why things happen in certain ways,
我们左祷告右祷告
we will be keep on praying,
很多时候神第一个答应我们的祷告
many times the first prayer that God would answer,
是让我们明白他的美意
is that we may understand his good pleasure in this particular situation
我们会发现 神听我们的祷告不是先解决我们外面的问题，他让我们认识他的美意，到底在这个环境中神要做什么工作在我们的身上，他要成全什么样的事情。当我们认识了父的美意，我们就可以欢乐起来，说主我们感谢你，主耶稣正当那时他在那里感谢神，不是神答应他说好了我免去你这个受死的这件事，不是叫他把那个苦杯挪去了，主在那里感谢，不是的，他认识了父神的旨意。很多时候我们需要这样子祷告，主让我认识，我们相信是这位爱的主在这里引导我们，是这位天地的主在这里负完全的责任，他要我们感谢他，常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，凡事谢恩就是在每一件事情上我们都可以来感谢主。世界上的人看见我们，他们很多时候没办法明白，你在这样的光景中你怎么还可能感谢神呢？但是当神儿女在说主我感谢你，在顺境中感谢神，在逆境中主我感谢你，健康的时候我们说主我感谢你，在疾病中我们说主我感谢你，就像这个喜乐是超过世界上的一切，我们能够感谢也是超过这地界上的一切。哈利路亚，我们的主是天地的主，我们的神我们称他是我们的父，阿爸 Father， 他时常眷顾我们，我们的主常与我们同在，从来不离开我们，常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，在路加福音十七章那边记载着主耶稣来到撒玛利亚的村庄，当他到了一个村子有十个长大麻风的，大麻风的人他们不能随便靠近人的，所以圣经说他们就远远地站着，他说耶稣夫子可怜我们吧，他们求耶稣基督怜悯他们，主看见他们对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看，在这边告诉我们一个很特别的事情，主不像别处伸手摸长大麻风的说我肯你洁净了吧，主告诉他们说你们去把身体让祭司来查看，在旧约的时代这些长大麻风的他们怎么判定他们身体是得了洁净呢？他必须让祭司来查看他，但是我想这些人这十个长大麻风的，当主耶稣说话的时候， 也许他们身体还没有得着医治。
Maybe their physical condition remained the same.
但是今天他身体上还是大麻风。
They were still full of leprosy.
这大麻风是非常可怕的。
And it was a dreadful disease.
到后来鼻子也会掉，耳朵也会掉。
And you will lose all these body parts.
全身流脓发臭的。
And your skin will see decay and it will be bleeding and smell yucky.
你说我这个样子，你叫我就去见祭司。
And they said, you want to send us to let the priest see us in this condition?
让他来查看我这个样子。
Let him inspect me like this?
但是下面他讲说，他们去的时候就洁净了。
The Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed.
他们不是说洁净了他们才去。
It's not because they were cleansed, so they went.
他们是去的时候就洁净了。
But they went first, and they were cleansed.
这边告诉我们一个信心的原则。
Here we see a principle of faith.
当我们听见神儿子的声音，
Whenever we hear the voice of the Son of God,
主叫我们信心先跨出去。
The Lord wants us to walk with faith first.
就好像祭司们抬着约柜要过约旦河的时候。
Just like in the time of Old Testament when the priests carried the ark before they walked through the river of Jordan.
约旦河水涨过两岸。
Before they sat down, the river was so high up and over and covered the both banks.
神的命令是叫他们从约旦河这样子走过去。
And God's word would say, going straight through the river.
就是我们天然眼睛看这个水这么的大。
Yeah, what we can see with the eyes was like, whoa, there's so much water here.
主说他要让这个水能够断绝。
God said that he will cut off the stream.
但是我们的眼睛所看见的好像是不一样的事情。
But that's very different from what we are seeing here.
弟兄姊妹，信心的原则。
This is where the principle of faith applies.
叫这些祭司们抬着约柜，他们的脚要踏到约旦河的水里面去。
These priests have to step down into the water first.
信心要走第一步出来。
Faith has to go first.
当他们的脚踏下去的时候，
And when they step into the water,
约旦河的水就停住了。
The water in the river immediately stopped.
同样的，这十个长大麻风的，
In the same way, these 10 lepers.
他们的表现，他们的信心，我们觉得真的是羡慕。
We really are amazed at the kind of manifestation they have.
身上都是大麻风。
They were full of leprosy.
但是呢，他们要去到祭司那里。
But they were on their way to the priest.
这是信心的行为。
And that is the behavior out of faith.
当主耶稣告诉你说起来。
So when Jesus said to you, get up.
离开你所有的艰难。
Depart from all your difficulties.
我们敢不敢就先站起来？
Do we have the guts to do that?
看看四围环境仍然那么的艰难。
We will still look around. Everything remains as difficult.
但是我们信心叫我们能够先跨出一步。
But our faith made us to do the first step.
他们正去的时候。
So as they went.
就洁净了。
They were cleansed.
当我们信心跨出去，神的工作就随着在后面。
When we take the step of faith, the work of God will follow.
十个人都得着了洁净。
All ten were healed.
十个人。
All of them.
但是圣经下面记着说，内中有一个见自己已经好了。
However, the Bible tells us one of them, when he saw he was healed.
有一个。
One of them.
他就回来大声归荣耀与神。
Came back praising God in a loud voice.
他又伏伏在耶稣的脚前感谢他。
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
这个人是撒玛利亚人。
And he was a Samaritan.
只有一个人，而且是撒玛利亚人，是一个外邦人。
Only one man, a Gentile.
是这些犹太人所瞧不起的。
The kind that's most despised by Jews.
主耶稣问说，那洁净的不是有十个吗？
And Jesus asked, why not all ten cleansed?
那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other nine?
主问说，那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other nine?
那九个没有回来感谢。
They did not come back to give thanks.
今天很多时候主仍然在问，那九个在哪里呢？
And Jesus is still asking the same question, where are the other nine?
是不是我们也属于那九个当中的一个？
Are we one of those nine people?
还是我们是回到主面前 匍匐在他脚前向他感谢的那一个。
Or are we like the one that returned and threw himself at Jesus' feet and gave him thanks?
十个长大麻风的都蒙了恩。
10 lepers were all healed.
其实我们都要承认，我们每一个都是长大麻风的。
We have to confess that we are like lepers.
今天因着信，我们每一个人都得了洁净。
Yeah, we are all cleansed through our faith.
我们每一个人都得了怜悯。
We all have received pity from the Lord.
我们都应该回到主的面前来感谢他。
We should all come back to the Jesus and give him thanks.
主说，那九个在哪里呢？
And Jesus said, where are the other nine?
愿主的话今天仍然在这里提醒我们。
May the words of the Lord still remind us.
主在这里问，那九个在哪里？
That Jesus is asking, where are the other nine?
也就是问，你在哪里？
Which means, where are you?
为什么没有回来感谢他？
How come you do not come back and give me thanks?
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们的神他稀奇我们来感谢？
And do you think the Lord needs our thanks?
当我们看见这一个人他回到主的面前，
When this man returned to the Lord,
那主对他说，起来走吧。
Jesus said to him, rise and go.
你的信救了你。
Your faith has made you well.
今天这九个人他们得着了洁净。
Those nine people were cleansed.
好像他们得着的不过还是身体上是一个外面的一个洁净。
So the cleansing blessing they received was still outward.
但是这一个回到主面前来的人，
If for that one particular that returned to the Lord,
主的话告诉他说，你的信救了你。
The word of the Lord told him that your faith has made you well.
到底我们外面的还不过是暂时的。
Physical healing is still temporary.
今天很多时候我们祷告的答应，我们非常的高兴。
Many times when we pray and the Lord answered, we are happy.
但是你想想看，今天你就算你求得着一个多大的房子，神给你了。
Whatever we ask, maybe a mansion the Lord gives to us.
再好的东西也不过是暂时的。
Whatever we ask, no matter how good it is, it's still temporary in this life.
都还是要过去的。
It will pass away one day.
但是主要给我们的是上好的福分。
But what the Lord desires to give us is the best.
为什么他希望我们来感谢他？
Why does Jesus want us to return to give him thanks?
因为他要把他自己给我们。
Because he desires to give us himself.
他渴望我们来到他的面前。
He desires that we will come to him.
因为他渴望把更好的给我，给我们每一个人。
He longs to give us what's best.
所以那九个得着的是什么？
So what did those nine lepers receive?
身体得着医治。
Physical healing.
在他们一生中的确这是很大的事情。
Yes, that will be a great thing in their life.
长大麻风太可怜了。
Because it's so dreadful and so sad to contract that kind of sickness.
从这个社会中他等于是要被赶出去的。
Because they are cast out of the society.
他不能来接近人的。
They cannot be living with other people.
不单身体上的痛苦。
Not only they suffer physically.
精神上的痛苦是人没有办法想象的。今天他的身体这样得着医治了。
To receive the healing like that.
祭司能够说好，你现在是洁净的人。
And to be pronounced cleansed by the priest.
你可以回家了。
So that they can return home.
你可以见你的孩子，见你的亲人。
They can see their family.
你可以跟他们住在一起。
You can live with your family from now on.
啊，你可以跟你的朋友在一起。
You can have friends again.
我想这十九个人他们所得着的实在是太大的一件事情。
Yes, indeed, it was a great blessing for these nine lepers.
但是他所有这些得着的和那一个回来感谢的所得着的是不能相比的。
Yeah, what they receive, the kind of blessing they receive can never compare with the one that returns to Jesus.
那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other nine?
愿主早间在我们的里面一直提醒我们。
May the Lord constantly remind us in our hearts.
认识他为我们已经做了大事。
Remind us the great thing that he has done for us.
我们蒙恩得救就应该常常感谢神。
We should give him thanks after we're saved.
他要我们认识他在我们身上有美好的旨意。
And he wants to truly understand the good and perfect will he has in our life.
有许多化妆的祝福。
There are many blessings that's under the sky.
但是也只有在我们肉身中，在今天我们能够来得着的。
And this is something we can receive only in our fleshly life.
在今天我们得着是为着永远的。
And what we receive in this life is for eternity.
那这个得着常常是需要经过火一般的试 炼。
In order to receive this kind of blessing, we have to go through a fiery trial.
需要我们和主一同走十字架的窄路。
We need to walk on the narrow way of His cross.
需要我们成为羔羊的同伴。
We need to become the companions of the Lamb.
哦，当那一天我们认识了父的旨意。
So when we truly understand the Father's will.
欢乐起来
we can rejoice
和主耶稣一同欢乐
rejoice together with the Lord.
父啊你的美意办事如此
and say, yes, Father, this is your good pleasure.
弟兄姊妹我们可以常回到主的面前
Yet, therefore, brothers and sisters, we can always return to God.
为他在我们身上所做的我们献上感谢
give him thanks for what he has done on us.
常常喜乐
rejoice always.
不住的祷告
Pray
下面一句是什么凡事谢恩好吧我们再大声讲一次凡事谢恩我们一起再来唱 Give Thanks
I sing the song one more time Give Thanks
献上感恩的心